Aaron plays Knox, the Banu Hakim Baron. Gates plays Lance, the Tremere Baron. Kevin plays Vess Tenebrae, the Toreador Baron. Jaden plays Noir Labyrinth, the Nagaraja Baron. DJ Allen is the storyteller.
Okay. Can I attempt to solve the puzzle box again?
With it in the door or removing it and then trying to do it?
Removing it first.
Sure. What did we do before? Investigation and...
Intelligence occult.
Intelligence occult. There you go.
Can I help?
Yeah, why not?
So I had a point then for me?
Yeah. So hang on a second. I have...
Well, you would roll also and whatever your success is add on to his.
So I need intelligence and an occult, you said?
Yeah. Or investigation.
Or investigation?
Yeah, investigation. Intelligence investigation.
So seven. Okay. Four successes. That's not bad, actually. I am going to spend a willpower. Whoa.
Six successes, yes!
Jiminy Christmas!
Six successes. I got six as well.
This thing is opening like a flower.
I'm going to mark off one of my willpowers. There we go. So, six successes and six successes.
Wow.
Weren't expecting that, were ya?
No, I was not.
Well, we're about to fast forward through some scenes here, I guess.
All right. So, the wooden parts of the stuff come... It's all connected. But it does come, and when you remove it, but it's all connected. So, it comes off, and it's one long, weird, jumbled weirdness of itself. So, it completely detaches from the black... cube underneath.
Okay.
Putting pressure at very specific spots at very specific times in conjunction with other very specific spots, you notice, gets the black pieces to move in weird spots. There's no circles on this. It's all angles. So you got like the hell cube. So you got the triangle weird spots. So you start moving pieces. And then at one point, you've moved enough of the angles where it kind of like opens up like an egg, like half and half. Mm-hmm. And inside are two vials, both containing a jet black liquid.
Well, I take those.
I think we should leave them in there for safekeeping. We don't know what that is, and if they get broken, who knows what that's going to do.
Safekeeping in the puzzle box?
Yeah.
Well, I guess at this point I know how to close and open it at will.
You'd be able to reproduce this. At least okay, if you don't put the wooden part back on, you'd at least be able to reproduce the black part.
Okay, so the wood part is just detachable.
Yes.
We should get those to Edward. He might be able to figure out what they are.
Yeah. Okay, so I try the cube without the wooden parts. I try the cube again in the door.
Nothing happens. In fact, I mean, now that it's smaller without the wooden exterior, it actually shifts around inside. So it's like it's not making the connections it was before.
Can I refold that wooden exterior?
Yeah. I mean, you get a little frustrated trying to put it back together. Are you trying to put it around the black stuff or are you just trying to put it together?
No, just on its own.
You managed to figure it out, so you have a hollow wooden exterior now.
Can I put that in the door?
You can. Now you have all a wooden cube in a door.
Okay. That is a bit strange.
It is.
Let's go get that stuff back to Edward.
Yeah.
We gotta get the book here to Codex.
And because you're not dummies, you have looked at the door long enough to where you notice that if you can find other things to fit the weird holes, there are other places to put things in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it looks like the door... It's not so much that these artifacts... open the door. It's just that the door helps us to open the artifacts. That's what it seems like.
Or at the least. Door also opens?
Well, I mean, it opens already.
So...
Unless there's something else in the door. I mean, it does shimmer. I do tell them that I noticed that there is something magical about the door. Well, either way.
So, question.
Do any of these other other spots for items look like the amulet that I have?
No.
Okay.
Have we found anything that may fit the bill?
Nothing that makes you go, oh, that definitely goes in there.
Mm. Okay. Well, yeah. Let's head back.
Going back to the clubhouse?
Yep. I suppose. Our ground control? Unless there's something else we want to do here. No. Right. Okay.
The staff, of course, thank you for stopping by. And then I'm sure somebody says we were never here. And then they go, well, it's been a quiet night.
Just going to. Yeah. All right.
No crazy talk of driving back. You everything's all safe and secure. I'm glad you put things back in the secured location rather than your pants pocket, because that would have been awkward.
Right. So get back to the clubhouse.
You do figure out how to get back in through the garage. The
cars guide you through.
Yeah, the navigation systems. That's what I was looking for.
And and we have an extra button for the garage door.
That
the wall.
Or is it magical that you just get close enough and it just knows it's you guys?
Sure.
Yeah, wait. There we go.
Right, so get back at the clubhouse. I open the puzzle box and take one of the vials out and hand that to Edward.
He gets a special glove and then accepts the vial, because he's like, what is this?
Well, that's what I would like you to find out. See if you could have that analyzed.
Okay. And it looks like there's another one of these?
Yeah, well, start with one. We'll see about the other.
Okay. And he holds it up with the glove and all that. And he's like, there is no reflection off of this stuff.
Yeah. The other vial, is it identical?
It looks like it is, just on a cursory glance. Mm-hmm. Or a close visual inspection.
Does it have any sort of feel to it?
I mean, it feels like a vial.
You have to open it up and touch the liquid, which is not something I'm going to want to do just yet.
No, I'm wondering if like the liquid was like cooling the vial, or if it felt hot, or
or if it's heavier or lighter than it should be based on how much matter is in.
If I move it around, is it viscous, liquid?
It moves like a liquid should. It doesn't feel like it's extra heavy. It's not like blood. It doesn't adhere to the glass any longer than like a water would. It also doesn't, it's not like an oil either.
So it's like mercury?
Yeah, mercury.
Mercury is more viscous.
So yeah, he's taking the glove and he's going down to the lab where he can put this into a controlled environment. I will use as little of it as possible.
Please.
I'm going to text Codex and be like, do you want to come to us, or do you want us to come to you?
I'll come to you, period. Ground control, ?
Yes.
Be there soon. One of the, let's go with Morrigan. Morrigan brings a note to, actually just walks up to Knox and goes, Knox, your ghoul is dead.
Well, say again.
What?
Knox's ghoul is dead.
How did you find this out?
How did he die? Oh, she.
She, well, no, Morrigan leads you both over to the monitor, which she brings up. He's nailed to one of the above ground things that you get buried in.
Yeah, the mausoleums.
Mausoleum.
All right. He's nailed to the outside of one of the mausoleums in your territory. Like, hanging there. Like, their video actively showing it. She's like, this popped up about 15 minutes ago.
This is now.
This is live.
And I look at Knox.
This can't be good.
Now, the feed...
Do you want to go?
The feed wasn't available until 15 minutes ago.
Well, I'm going to venture a guess that if we do go, it's a trap. But I don't see what other option we have.
You want to go alone?
It might be safer that way.
Right. Well, Codex is on his way here.
I'll just leave the book with Edward. I mean, he can take care of it.
Right. Let us know if you need a if you need anything.
All right. And I leave.
Taking the Rubicon or the SWAT van?
Well, I guess I can't take the SWAT van anymore.
It's inadvisable.
Rubicon.
Or do you want to take the Camry?
Because I have the keys to the Ferrari.
I don't want to drive a Ferrari around. I will drive the...
All right. So you're heading to... Let's see. I just said your
cemetery territory.
A cemetery in your territory. Yeah, that's...
I think I have a few.
It's probably in that one that we were doing way before. The Willamette. There we go.
Oh, there we go.
The Willamette National Cemetery. I knew. I was up too far. That's what my problem was. That's the one you were roaming around in when we saw the ghosts that one time.
Okay, way over there. All right.
Yeah. So you head all the way over there. All by your lonesome.
Yep.
Think I would probably go along for backup.
Okay.
Nice.
I'll wait for Codex.
Yeah, I'll take the armored motorcycle.
I'll have a chat
with Edward afterwards.
You notice some buttons for some machine guns on the motorcycle, by the way.
Okay.
Edward really hooked you guys up. All right, you pull up, and yes, indeed, Piers, your ghoul. I thought I forgot about that, didn't you? Piers? Your ghoul. Hanging from the mausoleum side. He's like nailed with railroad ties up on that building. I mean, it's pretty gruesome.
Ouch.
Well, before I go over there, I'm going to obviously try to look around, scope out the scene. Do I see any other people around? Do I see any cameras anywhere? Because obviously this was being live streamed, I'm assuming.
Well, you had cameras set up so that you would know what was going on, which is why you have a setup going on. But that camera in particular should be facing a different direction and has been faced so that it is facing your ghoul.
Okay. Can I look back on my cloud feed then to see when it was flipped and what I see?
You see that it went off. You see that it went completely offline about an hour ago, and it came back up about 15 minutes ago, and it was facing the wrong way.
Can I see anything on the ground? Are there footprints? Is there anything dropped or left? Tire tracks? Anything?
There are footprints. But a lot of it looks like dress shoes, like, you know, mourners from like earlier in the day. But it doesn't look like anything recent, you being the tracker you would be.
Okay. Well, then I guess I'll walk over there.
It looks, from an inspection, it looks like he was hung up while he was still alive.
I figured that was how it was as much.
Basically, he died when there's a railroad tie through his mouth, so he died when that pierced his brain, basically. So he's in pretty bad shape.
Seems entirely unnecessary.
Yeah. It's like a message was being sent. In fact, it looks like there's a message inside his coat.
All right, let me read it.
It says, don't fuck with the wrong people.
Yeah. This is helpful. I'll put the note in my pocket.
He's obviously a little upset about something, but who and what that is, I don't know. Are there any pre-dug holes around here?
Great. Why, yes. Yes, there is.
Well, then I'm going to pull them off and dump them in.
Dump them in.
Bury the body.
There's even a headstone marking it with his name and the year he was born and the year he died, which is this year.
That's great.
How convenient.
Yeah. How convenient.
Very considerate murderers.
Gonna celerity bury him?
No. I'm just gonna throw him in the hole. I'll have someone else bury him later. Someone else can shovel the dirt. I'm not doing that. There's other stuff going on. I'm not hanging around a spot where obviously there's some bad, upset people that are trying to send me a message. I'm not going to hang out in the open.
You hear a detached voice. Actually, you hear it too, Vess. It was a lady. It's a male voice.
What?
It was a lady.
It was a lady?
Yeah.
Can you describe this lady?
Short and feisty.
Like half the redheads in Portland.
I think it was Fawn.
Sounds right. I mean, sounds like someone might do this. I mean, I've never seen her, but yeah, it could be.
All right. She wants a war.
I was told not to talk to you, but I thought you earned it.
And you maybe?
Friend of Lane's.
Who the hell's Lane again?
He's the Nosferatu you met way back, gave the suit to.
Got it.
With the golem?
He's the friend of Headstone, yeah.
Got it. All right, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
See you around.
Take care. I'm leaving.
All right. Not subtle.
No. Nope.
Subtle at all.
You save someone and they kill your number one in... All right. She wants a war.
So while they're gone, I go see Edward before Noxia, before Kodak shows up.
Now he's in the lab.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to go into the lab.
Yep.
All right. Now, he is in a hazmat suit. I just want to warn you.
The hell is he doing in a hazmat suit?
He's operating with that black liquid.
Okay, so basically, like, get his attention and ask him to come out of the lab for a sec.
Do you want to know what this stuff is or not?
Yes. Yes.
Well, then, I just...
What's in the room?
I'm positive Nox will tell you. I really am. I'm positive.
I want you to tell me.
How about I tell you? How about I tell you this? That room's an armory. How about that? I'm going to tell you that much. Most of your explosive and weapon goodies come out of that room.
Do I have access to it?
If you forced me to open it, I guess you would.
I shouldn't have to force you if it's the armory full, the coterie, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, I think so too.
I'm going to get back to the liquid now.
Yeah, you do that.
You guys can puppeteer me later. I mean,
I'm not puppeteering you.
I know. But, well, I don't know, actually, but I'm hoping I know. And let me figure out what this stuff is. And then hopefully we don't break anything. I'm going to go seal that chamber, and then I'm going to start poking at it.
Okay. I didn't walk into the lab. If I saw him in a hazmat suit, I didn't actually walk into the lab. Like,
now he's either got... intercom or not. Yeah, so he's in a hazmat suit, but there is that thing, the sealed chamber thing, and he's going to have his hazmat suited hands stuck through more rubber hands to manipulate the vial through the sealed thing. He's totally wigged out about this.
Right. Let me know when you find something out, and I'm going to go upstairs or wherever and wait for Codex.
Okay. Well, he closes the door. And one of the other ghouls, not Morrigan, but one of the other ghouls, we'll call him...
Piers 2? How many piers do you have, Nox?
He just had the one piers.
Oh.
This is my ghoul?
Yeah.
Now, piers was his ghoul.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dead one. But yeah.
I thought you had, like, all sorts of, like, ghouls named piers or something. That's my mistake.
No. I don't name them. I don't have names for them.
You know, they all have names, right? They're human beings.
But with names comes power. If you don't know the person, it's more difficult to figure out who they are.
Yeah, but it's also difficult to say so-and-so comes up and tells you a secret, and then you go, oh, okay, I need to go.
Well, he has a number for each and every one of them.
3, 4.
Well, Barnaby...
Anyway,
who's,
some other ghoul.
Yeah, Barnaby, who's been working there since the beginning. I don't even know whose ghoul he is anymore. He just walks over and he says, there's this ugly dude. He's in the break room waiting for you.
Yeah. Cheers.
Thank you.
So I go to the waiting room. Supposedly that's Codex.
Yes.
Oi, Codex. Nice of you to make it.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. Right. And I hand him the book. It's like, this is what we found.
So he opens it very, very greedily. He's very gentle with it, too. But, I mean, he opens it and he's thumbing through. And he's looking at every single symbol. I mean, you could tell he's looking at every single symbol on every single page. And he's already picking out the things that show up the most is like, and as soon as he gets past the pages that he recognizes, he slows down just a little bit, but he's still going pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
What languages do you speak?
I speak, well, English, obviously. I speak French, trying to learn something else.
Do you know what the other languages, do you know what languages the others speak?
Actually, do I know that? I'm asking you, storyteller.
I don't know. Would that have come across anybody else's...
Well, we did ask Codex to translate the language, so I'm sure it must have come up at some point what kind of language it was.
And that was like pre-Sumerian or Sumerian-like.
Pre-Sumerian language. Is it the same language as this? Is it the same language as that pre-Sumerian?
No. It does not appear. I will certainly use that as one option.
Right. Can you recognize any of the symbols? Actually, do I recognize any of the symbols based off of, like, modern symbology?
Well, one of them appears to just be an X, and there's a circle in there also. There's a circle with a line straight through it, like up and down vertically. So, I mean, it's not they're not really complicated symbols. Right. They're just rudimentary. But, I mean, it's definitely to mask a writing style. Nox, what languages did you speak? Would you have shared that?
You're muted.
Yes, and he knows
that. I only speak English as far as I'm aware.
All right. What about you, Vess?
As far as my character sheet is concerned, it would just be English.
Okay. So then... Codex is going to be a little disappointed in the range of languages available. I will see who I have access to for other languages. The first thing I'm going to have to do is to figure out how many different symbols there are in this entire book. That is the first piece of business. I will work from here, if that is all right.
Yeah. Was thinking about something. If you could leave the book here as much as possible, if you could work here, that'd be great. I have an idea. Do you need to be set up somewhere? What do you need?
This room will be fine. I just need some place to plug in my computer.
How about not the waiting room? We'll get you a room just for you.
Ah, that would work.
Yeah, probably better. And I want you to work with Edwards downstairs. I don't know why I just thought of that, but I've got an idea in my mind, and I just want to take that off, whether or not it's a possibility. Right. So I show him to a room that's empty that he can use and such, and I'm going to go back downstairs to Edwards.
While you are standing him up to go show him to a room, the regular lights turn off, the emergency lights turn on, you hear a klaxon going on, and there's red lights swirling, so that
Now, either we're being attacked, or Edward did something stupid downstairs.
So what's your first plan?
I go downstairs to Edward's.
So Edward, now the door to the lab, there is a glass window to the door, and you can see in. And Edward is in the middle of the room, staring at the containment unit, which is what I'm going to start referring to it as. Inside the containment unit is a humanoid black figure with no facial features. I mean, there's like, you can see where eyes would be and where a mouth would be, and there's a nose feature. But I mean, it's just like a...
Activate sense the unseen.
It's bright. Not like overwhelmingly blindingly bright, but it's bright.
Like Dragus?
Like on the Dragus side of the scale, yeah.
Okay.
It is female, and it is pressing up against the containment unit and looking around as if trying to figure out how to get out. And the klaxon is still going off.
Fuck. Is the room in which Edward is in, is that locked? Is that closed?
If you try the door, it does open.
Is there some sort of intercom to talk to Edward?
Yes.
From outside. I press on it and say, Edward.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I literally took the cork out.
Yeah.
And then she popped out.
Can she understand us?
I don't know. The first thing she did was started to bang on the containment unit. And then there was this weird scream. And then because of the pressure on the glass, the emergency systems lit up.
Okay, can you go and shut that off?
And I walk in the room. He walks over to a system and flips the switch, and the noise goes out. And he switches the regular lights back on, but the little red whirly birds are still going.
Okay, so I walk into the room. And I look in the direction of
he pulls he's got the hat, the top of the hazmat suit off. He realizes he's being stupid now.
Yeah. Well, I can't breathe anyways. And I put my hands up towards the woman in a show of please calm down kind of gesturing. And I say, I really hope you can understand what I'm saying. Otherwise, this is going to be a very, very difficult conversation.
Her right hand goes up against the glass and spreads out like a liquid as it hits all of the edges and then retracts back into a hand.
Okay. Can you understand me?
And then Edward goes over, gets closer to the containment unit. She watches the whole time, and he... make sure there's a switch on. And he's like, okay, we can hear what's going on in there, so she should be able to hear you. And then he backs away.
Edward.
Yeah.
Codex is upstairs. Get him down here.
Okay.
Now. Now.
And he's out. Upstairs. Knox, you get into the garage. The garage proper. And both of you guys see that there's red emergency lights going on. Shouldn't be hard to find the source of that.
I'm gonna go in and obviously start yelling for Edward.
You'll be able. You on your way there. You should actually be passing the lab. So I mean, both of you'll be seeing the situation right about the time Edward comes down with Codex.
What in the hell's going on?
Yeah. Well. Looks like the vial, had her in it. And I point at the humanoid in the containment room.
vial had her in it.
Well, yep. And I'm still sort of like looking at her, not taking my eyes off of her, sort of like, you know, again with the hand gesture to show her to calm down. I'm not sure she can understand, or if she can, she's not saying anything.
So Codex happens to have brought his laptop down with him, and he flips it open real quick, and he's typing real quick, and he opens up whatever he's contained that language in, and he starts reading something off of his screen. And
there
she stops and steps back. Her right hand changes into what looks like a bludgeon, like a hammer, and she starts wailing on the glass, and he's like, "We should leave."
Yeah, but we can't just...
What did you just say?
I said that I would like to communicate with her.
In what language did she...
In the language that we deciphered that from the ghosts.
Can you tell her that we are not, you know, like the other one to speak these languages?
He does some more typing, and
we're not the Black Light.
He says that, and she does slow down a little bit. But then she starts wailing on the glass again.
Can she even hear us?
Edward says, yeah, the switch is on. Yeah, there's a total audio through there.
Edward?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate this. Do you have something that spews fire?
Yeah. Let me head over to the switchboard there. And he inches over, and she seems to intensify her smashing, and her other hand changes into a hammer as she's basically banging them alternatingly. And she's really going at it. I mean, the glass should not be moving the way it is. So she's...
Okay. Does it look like it's starting to get cracked?
Not yet.
Okay. Quickly.
So he heads over there, and he starts pressing buttons and flipping switches. And then inside, certain lights come on to indicate something's about to change. Her head whips around because she notices something's about to change.
Just a little bit. Don't kill her. Don't kill her.
So flames start popping in. And that's when she turns into liquid and splashes completely on the ground. And she seems to seep into the edges on the floor.
Is she going through the floor?
That's what it looks like. And Edward even says, that's sealed. That's... you can't go anywhere. That's like the glass. I mean, there's no edges. There's nowhere to go. It's completely sealed. It's
hermetically sealed.
Yeah. So, I mean...
Where is she going then?
Maybe there's an edge, like you can get to a certain edge, and she's hiding in the edges.
Also, magic.
Yeah. I mean, that's a possibility, too.
Am I seeing anything with Sense the Unseen while this is happening?
If you turn on Sense the Unseen...
I had never turned it off.
Well, so you can still see around the edge the glow. So, I mean, it's like she hid under a lip of some metal.
All right. Okay, good. Codex, why don't you tell her we don't want to hurt her, but we will if she continues to be a threat.
The language itself seems to be agitating her.
We're also the only way she can understand. Can you bloody understand me?
I'll try more. I mean, it's worth a shot.
Yeah.
So he does some more typing, and he says it. This sounds like complete gibberish to everybody else, but he talks a whole bunch, and then part of the liquid comes out, and enough for a head to form.
Right.
And there's a gooey noise.
Progress.
As the mouth moves. Yeah, it sounds disgusting.
Okay. She's
trying to communicate, but she can't.
Right.
And Codex even says, I don't think she has the capability to speak.
Okay. Right.
And he walks over to Edward. He just blatantly just walks over to Edward. Do you have anything that can be written on in there, or can be put in there to be written on?
No, hang on. We're not opening at all. This is what we're going to do. Why don't you tell her to put up one finger for yes, two fingers for no.
And he relays that.
and then ask her if she understands.
And he asks her if she understands, and one finger goes up.
Progress. Right, let's start by communicating this way. Can she understand our language? Can she understand English?
And he speaks the weird language again, and she holds up two fingers.
Okay. Right.
And then he says something else without you guys asking anything. And she holds up one finger.
What did you ask?
I asked if she spoken any other languages.
Right.
And her hand, well, a lot of her comes out from underneath the lip. And her hand goes up against the glass, and a bunch of it turns into Latin.
Okay.
And Codex
I may know some Latin.
And Codex is like, well, that's a big step forward.
That's a huge step forward. I don't have it in my character sheet, though, but I assume that because of my academics in myths and legends and, you know, occult and stuff, I may know some Latin, or is it something is that something I should put in my character sheet instead?
Well, I mean, we all technically know a little Latin, but I mean, it should be in the character sheet proper. But I mean, if you roll intelligence and academics, we can see if you know enough to be able to communicate.
Okay. With the myths and legend or not?
So what was that? Sorry.
With the myths and legends or not? Can I use a specialty?
Yeah, why not? Rome is a myth and legend.
Wow. All right, so it's 4, 6, 7. I'm going to spend another willpower. Right, 6 successes.
All right. You're going to need to be supplemented by Codex, who you're going to find out is a lot more prolific than you. But, I mean, you're going to know enough just because you don't really realize how many Latin words are actually in English until you see them.
Yeah. Okay.
Instead of this one or two finger thing, she just proved to us that she can write. With herself.
Exactly.
So she can respond in sentences now.
That would be good. So basically, first of all...
What is she?
No. First of all, I want to tell her that we don't mean any harm. So we don't mean you any harm. We're just cautious. Basically trying to say this in Latin with the help of...
Well, Codex just flat out... He doesn't need the computer anymore. He just flat out says that in Latin.
Okay. And... We do want to get you out of there, but we need to trust you first. We don't know who you are. We don't want to risk you harming us. So let's just get to know each other so we can get you out of there as quickly as possible.
So then she slaps up a huge sentence. Very, very tiny writing with her hand there.
Yeah.
And Codex is like, wow. and you recognize quite a few words, and when he's done, he's like, she's asking if we are servants of the usurpers.
And I just... Okay, so from what Codex explained to us, the usurpers were not the immortals, but the cabal of semi-immortal people, right?
Well, he asks back. He asks her to define who the usurpers are.
No, we talked about that before. Hang on a second. Yeah, I do remember the usurpers coming up.
I don't.
I could be wrong. Then other people. Yeah, there were two other people. No, Roman soldiers.
I think they were called the usurpers.
Yeah, I do remember something about the usurpers.
Copious notes. I love it.
Okay, we got that. Immortals popped up just before, found a secret of immortality, informed the Cabal, killed anyone who could extend the lifespan, called true. Fuck, no. I'm pretty sure there was some mention of it. Okay, well, I can't find it right now. So, yeah, let's just ask her, who are the usurpers?
So he asks who the usurpers are, and then her reply is also lengthy a little bit. But he's like, the ones who drank from the fountain.
The immortals.
Are you with the usurpers?
No. Or no.
No.
We killed one, actually.
Assuming, yeah. That's what we assume, right? If we killed Dragus. Okay. I actually said a name. We killed Dragus.
So, and he repeats it, and you hear the word Dragus clearly. So then she starts fully forming her body back up again. And she slaps another sentence up there. And he's like, she needs the key.
What's the key?
And he asks what the key is, and she replies, and the key's going to help her return to a form that will be more suitable for communications, she said.
What does the key look like?
She needs the other vial.
No, I think the other vial is another person. I think the key is the puzzle box, but anyways, I'm not saying this as Lance. I ask, what does the key look like?
She gets a puzzled look on her face, and then she slaps up a sentence after he asks her, and he goes, it looks like a key. And then he's like, wait a minute. And then he Latins up another sentence, and then she forms an image out of her hand of what vaguely looks like a key, but it's funky looking.
Okay, so it's like a traditional key.
It's like a skeleton key on one end, but on the other end, it's got like it's not a three-dimensional object, so you can't see what the other end is made out of, but it's not like a, it looks like geometric shapes going on the other end. And then he asks her something, and then her response pops up, and he goes, there's some sort of orb or obelisk or something on one end of the key. She keeps calling it the tuner.
The tuner.
Yes.
What's your name?
He asks her, and her reply is ZYX.
That's not Latin.
Do you say that out loud?
Yeah.
Well, she wasn't speaking Latin in the first place. She also just knows Latin.
Yeah, well, yep, good point.
Codex seems quite pleased with himself for having come up with that all on his own.
I pull out the puzzle box, and I show it.
She immediately slaps a word up under the window, and he says, prison.
Who's the other person?
Yeah.
Who's the other person? Who else is in this box? Who's the other one in this box? In the prison?
AAZ.
AAZ.
Okay. The Alpha and the Omega. Beginning and the end.
Very much so. So her name is ZYX.
So Zix and Oz.
Zix and Oz. Okay, the other in the box. AAZ.
Alpha Zulu, yeah.
AAZ. Do you know who put you in the prison?
Codex relays that, and she slaps the word usurpers up there, which you can tell immediately because you've already seen it.
Okay. Who is the other person in the prison? Who is he to you? Who is it to you? Him or her?
The word that he puts up, Codex immediately says mate.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
How many usurpers are there that you know of?
Codex says that, and she puts up the number 9, slashes it out, puts Dragus's name, slashes that out, and then puts the number 8.
8 left. Are these good or bad people?
Codex relays that, and he says, she says, usurpers.
What did they usurp?
I'm just going to stop saying Codex relays. Her reply is natural order of things.
That actually makes perfect sense.
Do you want them alive or dead?
Dead.
How do you do that?
She forms another humanoid figure and then kind of turns a frame of herself because she has to use part of herself to form this figure. And then like a wave just swoops over the other figure and looks like it crushes the other figure. And then she reforms. And then she slaps up, best example I can provide.
Yeah, that makes sense, actually. The statues. I told everyone about it, right? Remember the statues. They use them as batteries. And I turn towards Zix. Why you? Why do you fight them? Why not someone else? Who are you?
The first.
And who is your mate?
The first.
Adam and Eve. Question. I know she knows this reference. If she knows Latin, the reference might have come up, I'm assuming, later half of Roman history, of Roman times.
That myth doesn't work.
Yes, it's a myth, but is that who you, was that myth based on you and your mate?
No.
Can you tell a lie?
Yes.
What will you do if we set you free?
Kill the usurpers.
You want help with that?
Yes.
Are you willing to work together?
Yes. Does Oz still exist?
Yes. I look at Nox and then look at Vess. What do you think?
Well, we can't keep her in this thing forever. She'll get out.
And
I don't know if fire is going to kill her.
I like her.
Yeah.
I'm going to look over at her and be like, if we let you out, are we safe?
From you, specifically.
If you're not an ally of the usurpers, you have nothing to fear from us.
All right, well, cut the sound real quick.
Edward does so.
We can always set her free and leave him locked up.
That still makes us look like the bad guys.
Yes. Yeah. But do you really want to unleash two potential evils?
Do you really want to get on this one's bad side?
Either way, it's a risk.
Well, no matter what, she's coming out of the box. We can't keep her there. And the longer we do, the worse it's going to end for us.
Codex offers up. You didn't say that you had possession of Oz. You just said Oz still existed.
That's true.
Let's let her out and see how this plays out.
There's also the fact that you can work together, and if everything seems okay, you can let her know that you would feel more comfortable at that point letting Oz free. I'm sure she's amenable to a deal.
I don't want to deal with her. I want to see if she can reason instead. So far, she has. So, yeah, I think we should let it out. If not, just to see how it plays out.
Sure. Let's let her out.
Turn the sound back on.
Edward clicks the sound on.
Right. So, we're going to let you out. Now,
if you
I don't want to threaten you, and I don't think that's really going to do anything. So, I'm really hoping you are sincere. You know that we will try anything, we will do anything to defend ourselves. But I do really hope you're being sincere.
And if you help us, we will help you.
Yeah. So I try to, I open up the containment.
So you open up the drawer is what Edward would have. And then she goos out, nice and gentle, no sudden movements. Liquids up and then forms back up outside the containment. Just a smooth, non-shiny, completely jet black woman form outside.
Right. So, first order of business, you should find that key. Can't have you walking around town looking like that.
She holds up a finger, and then she puts her hand up against the glass again, and she forms a sentence.
And Codex goes, she's asking if there's anyone that knows your language that you won't miss, like, that she can kill.
Wow.
Can you take over a dead body?
The sentence changes a little, and he says, she's actually asking that, what she's actually telling you that she can absorb some of the knowledge, specifically the language, from the individual, but it kills the host.
I'm sure we can find someone.
Yeah. Well, there's this person named Fawn. She's very knowledgeable.
No, hang on. Do you know what we are? Because we're technically dead already. I'm saying this like outside a little bit out of character. I'm saying this out of character. Like, we're technically dead as vampires.
But we don't have the final death.
Yeah, but I mean, that's why I like, so as long as I just ask it. Do you know what we are? And I point at myself, at Codex, at Nox, and at Vess. I specifically do not point at Edward.
She puts up something on the glass, and Codex gets a really weird look on his face.
Yes, Codex.
I can tell you that she knows that we're vampires.
What's the word she used?
Well, I would have expected her to use the words like children of Cain, but she's actually said that we're the spawn of multiple origins? That doesn't seem right.
No, that makes perfect sense. We are not.
He says something to her, and she shakes her head. She shakes her head no. And he's.
What'd you ask her?
I asked her specifically about a single point of origin, like one single Cain. She said no.
That would make sense.
That's fascinating.
That would make some sense. Absolutely. We are not just the children of Cain. We are the children, the lineage of the 13, the third generation. Maybe there was nothing else before that.
I would love to be able to speak to her. Let's find her a host.
Yeah. Do we have someone somewhere? We can. You actually turn to Vess. You think you could ring us up an English speaker? Someone who will not be missed.
I think I can do that.
Fun. Good choice.
Not sure if it's going to work.
I'm going to go with a mortal on this one.
Yeah, I think we should start with a mortal as much as. Right. Let me guess.
Criminal superior.
Yeah, what happened with your ghoul and your sudden, re-interest in Fawn? Did she have anything to do with that?
I assume she did.
Yeah, fair enough.
Someone's not very happy about the distribution of land, I guess. Sounds like she's interested in starting a war.
Yeah, well, that's all well and good.
Which, by the way, it reminds me, and I'm going to grab my phone, and I'm going to text Fawn. And I'm going to say, I really hope it wasn't you. But if this is what you want, so be it. Sen.
The response is, hope what wasn't me? Question mark.
Right. Like, if she wasn't involved, she'll have no idea what you're talking about.
And if she was involved, she'll just spew it out, yeah?
I'm just leaving it at that.
Oh, fair enough. Right. So, I guess we find someone, a criminal or.
Yeah, I'm gonna sense the area where my territory is probably contains tons of low level drug dealers. Shouldn't be hard to find one.
Perfect. Oh, yeah.
Are you guys going to watch? You know, so the low-level drug dealer gets brought back to ground control. Do you want to watch this happen?
I do. And I still have Sense the Unseen up.
Anybody else going to watch? Codex is absolutely going to watch.
Yeah. I'll watch to see what happens, but I'm not watching to see the punishment, if that makes sense.
So, okay, so I don't need to roll or anything to...
I'm confident that your ability to find somebody, unless you want to roll to find somebody, but I'm confident you're going to have the opportunity.
Okay. Fine with that.
All right, you get it back, and let's just say you take it into the lab. So he's a real scumbag, too. He's got guys standing in the room. He is just swearing all you guys out. You motherfucker, you can't put me in here. All of a sudden, she comes out, and he's like, what the fuck? Like, it's the weirdest thing. Somewhat humanoid form, somewhat like liquid coming out from behind her. She grabs him with her arms and somewhat with like liquidy tentacles. Grabs him and sort of envelops him completely. I mean, he is just absorbed, liquidy black covered. Lance, what you see is he gets a little bit brighter for a second, and then he gets just pitch black as she gets brighter.
Mm.
As this is happening, and you notice that he is starting to fade away, but in the real sense, like physically watching, she is literally assimilating him. So she's like enveloping him, and then it's slowly, 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 and then there is no drug dealer.
She's the emptiness.
And it takes a few seconds, and then she walks over to the glass.
More.
In English.
Another.
In English, she slaps up a sentence that says, that wouldn't have been my first choice, but he's done what needed to be done.
How many more do you need?
None.
Oh, okay.
That's how do we get you to talk?
We need the key.
The key.
All right.
It's nearby.
Can you sense it?
Only that it is nearby. I cannot tell you what direction or how close.
Well, that's relatively easy. We can go for a ride, go in one direction. You could tell us when you stop sensing it being nearby, and we double back.
I'm not a compass.
Let's go drive around in circles.
If we have to. I mean, unless we have some way of figuring out where it is, you have a better idea.
How can you sense it?
Just a feeling.
Is there any way that we can locate it aside from just searching everywhere?
Let me think about that. There should be a pattern, is the response.
Portions of the materials are the copyrights and trademarks of Paradox Interactive AB and are used with permission. All rights reserved. For more information, please visit white-wolf.com.
How does that answer any questions? Like, how many people did you fuck with last week alone?
I don't know.
That's true. He tends to piss off a lot of people. Knox is a shoot first and don't ask questions kind of guy.
I don't know about that.
Sorry, I forget you non-Americans say Zed.
Yeah, we do.
I actually like that. Neck tattoos, that's how bad he is. Oh, neck tattoos. Oh, what a dick.
We're going to have to delete that later.